In Ohio, the attorney general says he's going to appeal a federal judge's order to halt hearings there on voter registration challenges from state Republicans. Every vote matters in the state. Both presidential candidates were there yesterday. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca says Ohio still has a lot of undecided voters.
In 1984, when Ronald Reagan appropriated a Bruce Springsteen song, Born in the USA, he drew an angry rebuke from Springsteen himself. When John Kerry appropriated another Springsteen tune, No Surrender, as his campaign theme, the boss showed up in person with an acoustic guitar.
Put brothers on a stormy night with a vow to defend, no retreat, baby, no surrender.
Only dedicated Springsteen fans in the crowd of 50,000 in Columbus would recognize that the boss dropped a lyric referring to romantic dreams in my head. From Springsteen's and the campaign's perspective, romanticism is the wrong word for the battle over the almost perfectly split voters of a state that narrowly went to George W. Bush in 2000, but only after Al Gore essentially wrote it off as a lost cause in the final days of the campaign. Springsteen's words about Kerry inspired more head nodding than fist pumping in the crowd.
He has lived our history over the past 50 years. And as Senator Edwards said during the Democratic convention, that struggle and heartbreak will always be with us. And that's why we need each other. That's why united we stand. That's why one nation indivisible aren't just slogans, but they need to remain guiding principles of our public policy.
Unlike the Main Street in Springsteen's lyrics, no dogs were howling Wednesday on Main Street in Findlay, Ohio, 100 miles to the north of Columbus. But there, on a spot 10 steps from local Bush-Cheney headquarters and 10 steps from local Kerry Edwards headquarters, a World War II veteran who gave only his first name, Paul, explained why he would be voting for President Bush.
He's sure not perfect, that's for darn sure. He's not a yo-yo like Kerry. You know which side he stands on.
Paul's politics jibe with the majority of people in this town called Flag City, USA. But the president knows he can't take these voters for granted. So on Wednesday, he stopped by the fairgrounds here in Hancock County, which in 2000 gave him twice as many votes as Al Gore. Bush campaign officials know that Kerry enjoys an edge in most of Ohio's cities, except historically Republican Cincinnati and evenly split Columbus. So they're aiming their message at already Republican strongholds, places like Findlay, and voters like Terry Lee, who was watching his daughter at the local ice rink as the president spoke just a few miles away. Lee has never voted for a Democrat for president in his life, but this time he might.
I can't say I have a clear-cut winner, to be honest with you. I think both of them have a lot to offer, and I'm still fairly undecided.
The undecided or deeply conflicted voter is not a myth here in Ohio. One reason is that only Michigan has experienced worse job loss than Ohio, a fact that convinces the Kerry campaign that they could pick up some voters who would be inclined to vote for Bush on social issues. Lima, Ohio, 35 miles southwest of Findlay in Allen County, is a blue-collar town which traditionally backs Republicans. But a recent poll in the Lima News showed President Bush is doing much worse here than the 2-to-1 advantage he rolled up 4 years ago. The Kerry campaign has sent John Edwards to Lima, a strategy that may have worked too well.
Yeah, I think if Edwards is running for president, then I'd vote, not Kerry.
Gary Masters will sit out this election, a not uncommon refrain. Lima resident Annie Elkins is sure she will not vote for the president, but says she might vote for Edwards as a write-in candidate, which would be a jab to the gut of the Kerry campaign. She wants the troops in Iraq, including her brother, to come home. She also favors John Kerry's stance on abortion, gay marriage, and health care, but she just doesn't see him as presidential.
I don't believe in some of the issues that he's doing, some of the false things, but on the other hand, Bush is doing false accusations against Kerry. It leaves it open. I mean, you just don't know, and you can't decide. It's hard.
It seems that no Ohio voter says that television ads have been at all useful. And the coordination between television commercials and the direct mailings that reinforce those messages is a thing to behold. or more precisely to bemoan, according to Columbus resident Sarah Hotchkiss.
I get something every day, 6 or 7 pieces of mail for the last 2 straight months. I think everyone would say we don't like either of them.
Tonight, the president will garner plenty of free media attention due to his appearance in Columbus at a dusk rally starring Curt Schilling, a member of John Kerry's favorite baseball team. Of course, the Red Sox won the World Series pretty easily, a 4-game sweep, so maybe their experience isn't the best metaphor for the contest in the largest battleground city in one of the largest battleground states in one of the closest elections in history. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.